Culture. The Olympics. Finding the beat. The Paris Olympics are breaking's one shot to become a global sport.
We see breakdancing as a future Olympic sport and ourselves as pioneers in making this dream a reality. So proclaimed the New York City Breakers, a dance group, in 1984. 40 years later, on August 9th and 10th, 32 breakers, known also as B-boys and B-girls, will grace the stage in the Place de la Concorde in Paris. Breaking has broken into the Olympics. It is the only new event at this year's Games. The term breakdancing was coined by journalists and is not used by adherents. Yet despite its physicality and emphasis on dance battles, breaking has tended to wear the label of sport uneasily. Practitioners are generally more interested in gold chains than gold medals. Indeed, breakers never seriously sought a place at the Games. They will compete thanks to the World Dance Sport Federation, or WDSF, the body recognized by the International Olympic Committee, or IOC, to oversee dance. In the past, the WDSF focused its efforts on getting ballroom dancing into the Olympics, and in 2014 hired Jean-Laurent Bourquin, a former IOC official, as a consultant, in part to further its ambitions. Mr. Bourquin says he suggested the WDSF deliver what the Olympics were seeking, an event that would appeal to young viewers. The WDSF declined to comment on Mr. Bourquin's account, citing confidentiality agreements. Television viewership of the Games has been on the wane for years, a trend the IOC is keen to reverse, as it makes around 60% of its revenue from broadcast rights. In recent years, the Games have tried to attract new audiences with extreme sports such as climbing and skateboarding. Last year, it even formed a commission to consider e-sports. Breaking offers the benefit of being both visually impressive and easy to follow. It was included in the Youth Olympic Games in Buenos Aires in 2018, where it was a popular success. Many breakers have been unenthusiastic about the Olympics. Some dancers have taken umbrage with the judging criteria. Others have worried that breaking culture will be misrepresented in the tournament. The dance emerged in black and Latino communities in the Bronx in the 1970s, but quickly spread internationally thanks to films such as Breakin' 1984. The brief boom in breaksploitation movies made dancers wary of appropriation by outsiders and too much mainstream attention, says Joseph Schloss, a historian and b-boy. A few have been critical of what they see as a ballroom dance organization pushing into breaking. In a petition from 2017, breakers accused the WDSF of trying to exploit breaking as a Trojan horse to get its foot in the door of the Olympics. But plenty of breakers have recognized the upsides of the Olympics. Asian and European athletes have often had state or local government support, but American breakers have had to rely on rare corporate allies such as Red Bull, an energy drink company. Now, firms including Nike and Ralph Lauren are sponsoring dancers. Nike recently announced a breaking shoe. The Games will expose a generation of young people to the dance. "What's happening right now is what our dream was," says David, Kid David Schreibman, a b-boy who will be commentating in Paris. The flips and freezes may be fleeting, however. Breaking will not return in Los Angeles in 2028. The IOC's charter caps the number of athletes at 10,500. Any new event excludes others. Host cities have the final say over their games, and organizers in L.A. opted to include larger and better-funded sports, such as baseball and cricket, which bring with them vast audiences and lots of corporate sponsorship, which is important given the games are projected to cost around $7 billion. What matters to breakers now is leveraging the publicity from Paris to bring more money into the sport. Dancers are optimistic. It's just going to be less of a struggle for everybody, says Logan Logistics Edra, one of four American breakers going to the Games. Medal or not, that is a prize worth competing for.